Some things to remember. Listen to your body, staying inside. Listen to what your body is willing to do instead of telling it what to do. If something doesn't feel right, don't do it. This is about feeling good about yourself and reestablishing friendship with your body. We'll begin with mountain pose or Tadasana. Arrange your feet so that they're parallel and hip width apart. Your knees are just over your ankles. Your tailbone is slightly tucked. Strengthen your internal musculature by engaging the pelvic floor and the abdominal muscles. Let your shoulders roll back and down, arms down to your sides. Lengthen out through your crown or the top of your head. Breathe. Find true balance in the standing posture by gently rocking back and forth to find the point of equal weight distribution on the front and back of the soles of your feet. Now sway slightly side to side till you find this balance point on the sides of your feet. Breathe. Feel yourself standing in mountain. What qualities are you aware of in your body as you stand in this posture? On inhale, raise your arms overhead, bringing your hands together in steeple position. The shoulders stay back and down. Your thumbs and forefingers are touching and extended. Your third, fourth, and fifth fingers are interlaced. Exhale, press out through your left hip and stretch up and out to the right. Drop your awareness into your hips. Keep equal weight on both feet. Breathe. Press the left hip forward and the left shoulder back, so that you're leaning neither forward or back, but stretching the entire left side. Inhale and come back up to center. Lengthen. Exhale, press gently outward through your right hip, stretching up and out to the left. Remember, even weight on both feet. Breathe. Press your right hip slightly forward as your right shoulders roll back, as though you were against a wall. On your next inhale, come back up to center, lengthen, exhale, and release your arms down to your sides, coordinating the movement with your exhalation. Breathe. Take a moment here. We'll be setting up for triangle, so you'll need a wide stance. Take a wide stance and extend both arms out at shoulder level. This is five-pointed star. Slightly tuck your tailbone in as you drop your awareness deep into your center, just below your navel. Turn your right foot to face right, keeping your toes, knee, and hip in alignment. Turn your left foot in about 30 degrees. Engage internally. As you exhale, press the left hip to the left, extending your upper body out to the right. Your arms stay straight and in line with the shoulders as though they were moving across an ironing board. Extend through your fingertips in each direction. Breathe now, filling out this shape. And on exhale, rotate your arms, the palms face forward so that your right hand is against your right leg. Roll your chest up. Roll your left shoulder back. Your left hand is up with your fingertips toward the ceiling. Breathe. It's okay to slightly bend the forward knee if you feel any strain. Take care of your neck. Choose a head position that works for your neck. You can look down, look straight ahead, or look up toward your upraised hand. One more breath here. To release, re-engage your internal musculature and inhale back up into five-pointed star, your feet facing forward. Take a moment as you release your arms down to your sides. We'll prepare now for triangle on the other side. So keep your wide stance. Extend your arms back up on inhalation into five-pointed star. Tuck your tailbone, drop your awareness deep into your center, and turn your left foot to face left, keeping your toes, knee, and hip in alignment. Turn your right foot in about 30 degrees. Engage internally, and on exhale, press your right hip out to the right, extending your upper body out to the left. Your arms stay straight and extended. Extend through your fingertips in each direction. Breathe now and fill out this shape. And as you exhale, rotate your arms, palms facing forward, so that your left hand is against your left leg. Roll your chest up, roll your right shoulder back. Your right hand is up with fingertips toward the ceiling. Remember that it's okay to bend your forward knee if you feel any strain. Choose a head position, looking down, looking straight ahead, or in the full expression, looking up at your upraised hand. One more breath here. And then exhale, release your arms back into a five-pointed star. Your feet are forward. And then release your arms on exhale down to your side. Take a moment here, receiving the benefits of triangle. From here, we'll come into a forward bend and release. So keep your wide stance, your feet facing forward, and bring your hands to your hips. Inhale and lengthen up. Engage internally. Exhale, hinge forward at your hips. Keep your spine long and lengthened. As you move down toward the ground, you can stop at jackknife with a flat back, or you can keep coming down into a forward bend. Your fingertips come to the floor or to some blocks if they don't reach the floor. Release your head and neck. Let your head just hang. Breathe here. How does this feel in your body? Stay present in your own body. We'll prepare now to release the wide angle forward bend. So re-engage internally. Slightly tuck your tailbone and soften your knees. And as you inhale, bring the arms out wide as you come up, bringing your arms up overhead as you complete your inhalation. And then exhale and release your arms down to your sides. Release the posture. You can jump your feet in, or you can toe heel your feet in. Your body was just inverted in this posture, your upper body. The inversions provide a host of benefits, including stimulation of mental functions, eyesight, hearing, and nourishment of the facial skin and scalp. So give yourself some time to receive the benefits and to adjust to being upright again. Breathe naturally. We're going to come into a balanced posture, tree or vrikshasana. You may want to come off your mat and maybe look at a tree while you do this posture. Shift your weight into your left leg. Let your left leg connect strongly with the earth. perhaps imagining roots connecting you with her. Breathe. Bring the sole of your right foot to the inside of your left leg, either on your lower leg, or reach down and bring the sole to the inside of your upper leg. Avoid the knee joint. Any place else on your leg is okay. Bring your palms together over your heart. Find a point to hold your focus, something that isn't moving. Let your attention be soft and focused at the same time. It's okay to come in and out of the pose. You can't do this wrong. If you're wobbling in the pose, that helps to fine-tune small muscles that help bring you to balance. Press your bent leg back, squaring your hips forward. And as you inhale, bring your arms overhead, opening into any expression of tree. Your arms can stay straight and tall, like a locust tree, or you can spread them open wide like an elm. Breathe. To release the posture, exhale and lower your arms and leg in rhythm with the exhalation. We'll prepare for tree on the other side. For every movement in nature, there's a correlate in our bodies. This posture holds many correlates. It extends into the earth and reaches toward the sky and connects us with the energy of growth and balance. Come into tree on the other side by grounding your right leg this time. Bring the sole of your left foot to the inside of your right leg. Avoid the knee joint. Breathe. Open your bent leg, pressing it back as the hips stay squared to the front. Bring your hands together over your heart. Remember to breathe. Extend down toward the earth from your waist. Extend up toward the sky from your waist. Breathe. Move your arms up into any expression of tree that you choose right now. Find a breathing pattern that sustains balance for you. Explore this. Keep your gaze soft and focused. Balance can change from day to day, even minute to minute. The metaphor is that we explore balance in our bodies and extend that exploration into our lives with more ease. Don't try too hard. Balance is a playful practice. If you try too hard, it may elude you. Now, on exhalation, release tree, allowing your arms and leg to release down with your breath. Take a moment. Notice the effects of this posture in your body, in your spirit. We'll be moving onto the floor now, and we'll come down with a sun breath. So inhale and raise your arms out wide, and then bring them together overhead. As you exhale, hinge forward at the hips, the arms coming out wide and down toward the floor. Bend your knees. Lower your knees down to the floor. Now you're on all fours, or in table position. Your wrists should be just under your shoulders and your knees just under your hips. As you inhale, extend your right arm out in front of you. Now exhale and extend your left leg out behind you. Breathe into this diagonal extension. This is extended table, a balance posture. Remember that it's okay to wobble as your body and mind seek balance. We'll be releasing on exhale, so on your next exhale, lower both limbs down to the ground. We'll move into extended table on the other side. So inhale, extend your left arm out in front of you. Exhale, lift and extend your right leg out behind you. Softly focus. Breathe. Keep your neck lengthened. There's a diagonal stretch here. Experience this in your body. On your next exhale, release your arm and leg down to the ground in rhythm with the exhale. We'll press back now into the resting pose of child. So from table, press your hips back, lowering yourself onto the back of your legs. Use pillows or a blanket between your hips and heels if you need to. You can keep your arms extended, resting your forehead on the floor, or you can bring your arms to your sides in close to your body, or you can fold your arms in front of you, making a pillow for your forehead. Experiment with what's right for you now. Relax. Feel the soft movement of your breath. Feel the energy of this posture in your body. This is sometimes also called seed posture. Now bring your arms back out in front of you and press your hips back up into table, knees under hips, wrists under shoulders. Curl your toes under and spread your fingers wide as we prepare to move into downward facing dog. Bring the weight of your body into the area under your knuckles and fingers. Allow the eyes of the elbows to turn in toward each other. The crease of your wrists is parallel to the wall in front of you. Breathe. Press into your hands now, and on exhale, raise your hips. Your knees can remain slightly bent. Keep a long, straight spine, pressing your belly and chest toward your thighs. Press down through your heels, straightening your legs as much as possible. Reach up and back with your sit bones. Stretch out of your shoulder joints, opening your armpits. Breathe. Allow your head and neck to be relaxed and in line with your spine. One more full deep breath here. And then preparing to release the posture. On exhalation, bend your knees and lower back down into table. Take a moment here in table. We'll be moving into pigeon posture, one of my favorites. Slide your right knee forward between your hands. Slide your left leg straight out behind you. Press through your palms as you extend upward out of the waist, feeling your open heart, open throat, your gaze move softly upward in this gentle back bend. Extend up through your crown. Roll your shoulders back and down. Breathe. Can you feel the spaciousness and heart energy of this back bend? Now, on exhalation, hinge forward, coming into the forward bending aspect of this posture, bending over your bent knee. You can form a pillow with your forearms and lay your forehead on it, or you can also extend your arms out in front of you. Breathe here. And then we'll release the posture by moving your hands back to the floor beneath your shoulders. Press into your palms and bring yourself back into table posture. We'll repeat pigeon now on the other side. So slide your left knee forward between your hands and slide your right leg straight behind you. Press through your palms. extend upward out of your waist and feel the wave as you open your heart, open your throat, and your gaze moves softly upward in this back bend. Extend out through your crown. Roll your shoulders back and down. Breathe. We'll be moving into the forward bend of pigeon. So on your next exhale, hinge forward into a forward bend over your bent knee. Form a pillow for your forehead with your forearms or extend your arms out in front of you. Feel the movement of breath in your body in this forward bend of pigeon. To release, move your hands back under your shoulders, press into the floor, and come back into table. From here, we'll be sliding out onto our bellies as we prepare for cobra posture or Bhujangasana. So come onto your belly, bring your legs together or almost together. Bring your hands to push-up position at your sides. Your fingertips are in line with your shoulders. Your elbows are tucked in close to your body. Your forehead is on the floor. We'll practice this posture in a safe and simple way, avoiding compression of the neck. So press into your pubic bone. Roll your shoulders back and down. On exhalation, reach forward from your mouth and chin, and as you inhale, peel your body up off the ground, leading with the crown of your head. Press your pubic bone down. You should be able to lift your hands up off the floor. Keep length in the spine and neck. Breathe. Let your gaze come down just a few feet in front of you, taking care of your neck here. And then on exhalation, release down to the ground. Turn your head to the side. Bend at the knees. Release the low back by letting your legs swish back and forth to either side. We'll be coming into child again, this time a wide-legged posture. So press your hips back, keeping your knees wide this time. When you're back in the posture, rock gently back and forth from your hips, further releasing the back. Breathe. We'll be moving into a seated posture with legs extended out in front. So swing your legs around and extend them in front of you. If you'd like, you can place a folded blanket under your hips. Square your hips to the wall in front of you. We'll be moving into a seated forward bend, Paschimottanasana. Inhale, lengthen, engage your abdominal muscles. Raise your arms up overhead. As you exhale, hinge forward at the hips, keeping a straight back. This is very individual. You may be coming forward only slightly. On each inhale, lengthen. And on each exhale, come forward. There is no goal. When you can see your hands, or when you've come as far forward as you can come without rounding your spine, let your hands come down to your legs. There's no need to reach your toes. Breathe. This is all about what you can do, what your body's willing to do. See if you can relax your legs and your buttocks. Sometimes as you relax, your body will invite you to come into the posture more deeply. Be in your body. Breathe into any tightness or sensation. To release, re-engage the abdominal muscles. Keep a straight spine and use the inhalation to walk your hands up your legs as you come back to vertical. When your upper body is vertical, exhale and release the posture. Release the shoulders. Release any holding. Keep your legs extended out in front of you. We'll prepare now for the seated spinal twist. Bend your right leg. Plant your right foot on the outside of your left knee. So your left leg is extended and your right foot is on the outside of your left knee. Lengthen. Square your hips to the front. Wrap your left arm around your bent right knee. Extend your right arm out in front of you at shoulder level. Now drop your awareness deep into your pelvic center. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, begin to twist to the right, beginning the twist from low in your body. Your head and neck are the very last parts to come around as you open into the twist. Continue lengthening on inhale and twisting on exhale. And when your right hand is behind you, place your palm on the floor near your tailbone. You'll feel your shoulders square and your spine lengthen. Breathe. Maintain that length in your spine. One more breath here. To release, lift your right arm up to shoulder level. Drop your awareness back down deep into your pelvic center. And on exhale, begin to untwist, rotating your torso back to center. Release the posture. Release your arms. Uncross your legs. Sit quietly for a moment, receiving the benefits of the twist as wastes are removed and the spinal nerves are rehydrated. We'll prepare to move into the twist on the other side. So this time, your legs are extended out in front of you. Bend your left leg and plant your left foot on the outside of your right knee. The left foot is on the outside of the right knee. Now lengthen and square your hips to the front. Wrap your right arm around your bent left knee. Extend your left arm out in front of you at shoulder level. Drop your awareness to low in your body. Lengthen as you inhale, and then as you exhale, begin to twist to the left, beginning the twist from low in your body. Head and neck are the last thing to come around. On each inhale, lengthen, and on each exhale, twist. And when your left hand is all the way behind you, you can bring it to the floor beneath your tailbone. Breathe. Keep that length in your spine. One more full deep breath here. And then to release, lift your left arm back up to shoulder level. Drop your awareness down to low in your body and rotate your torso as you exhale, coming back to center. Release the posture. Release your arms. Uncross your legs. Receive the benefits of seated spinal twist. Bend your knees now, keeping your feet on the floor. Bring your hands to your knees. We'll be moving on to our backs. Inhale, lengthen, and as you exhale, slowly lower yourself down onto your back, one vertebrae at a time. Straighten your left leg and bring your right knee in toward your chest. This is knee to chest pose, or Pavana Muktasana. Interlace your fingers just below your knee or around the back of your right thigh. On exhale, press your knee in closer to your chest. Breathe. Keep your left leg engaged. Feel your abdomen moving with your breath against your bent right leg. On each exhalation, bring your leg a little bit closer to your body. We'll be moving from here into a rotator stretch. So take hold of your right foot, allowing your right knee to drop out to the right. Intensify the stretch by bringing your right foot in closer to your body. Breathe. Release your leg by bringing your knee back to center and lowering your right leg down beside your left. We'll repeat this stretch on the other side. So this time, straighten your right leg and bring your left knee in toward your chest. Interlace your fingers just below your knee or around the back of your left thigh. And as you exhale, press your knee in close to your chest. Keep your right leg engaged. Feel the movement of breath against your bent left leg. On each exhale, bring your leg in a little closer to your body. We'll move into a rotator stretch on this side. So reach up and take hold of your left foot, allowing your left knee to drop out to the left. If you want more of a stretch, you can bring your left foot in closer to your upper body. Breathe. And then to release, bring your leg back to center by letting your knee come back in, and then exhale and lower your left leg down beside your right. Take a moment. With your attention deep in your body, ask yourself what movement you need now to bring balance and completion to your practice. Be aware of how your body speaks to you. Give yourself the movement you need, a stretch, a posture, nurturing touch, or even stillness. Remember to breathe, coordinating breath and movement.